Hey there! This is Ashley, your host for the Ready, Set, Depart podcast. Traveling with your family can be a disaster, but it doesn't have to be. Let's go! Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of the Ready, Set, Depart podcast, your podcast all about making memories as a family. We are so glad you're here. So we've talked about why we travel. We've talked about how to plan your trip. We've talked about road trip tips. And this time, let's talk about flying with kids. Before we first flew with Trooper, this was a huge fear of mine. I'm not the calmest flyer in the world, so the thought of adding a screaming baby on top of that anxiety was not my favorite thought. What I've learned is that, yes, it can be rough sometimes, but there are a few things you can do to make it the best experience it can be. One caveat for you. We've been flying with Trooper since he was 6 months old. He has flown a lot, and so we haven't had to fly with an older kid for the first time. I can imagine that many of these suggestions would help with them as well, but it wouldn't be firsthand knowledge. All right, here are 15 tips and tricks for flying with your family. Tip number one, bring their birth certificate. If your child is under 2 years old, they can fly free on your lap. However, some gate agents will want proof of their age. We never had this happen to us, but we have known people who had it happen. So here's a travel tip. Get a second birth certificate for flying. You have to pay for it, but it wasn't that much money, and it made me feel better to not have the only copy with me. You could also try taking a picture of the birth certificate and using that, but I don't know if they would accept that. Once kids are older than two, we found that the TSA agent just asks them their name, and that's good enough. Unless, of course, you're flying international, and then they'll need a passport as well. Tip number two, get a car seat and or stroller bag. Gate checking your stroller is a must in my book, but I loved being able to put it in a bag so that it wouldn't come out so dirty. You should have seen our stroller bag. By the time we retired it, there were many rips that had been duct taped over and lots of gross stuff. When we traveled with our car seat, which wasn't often because we would rent a car seat from the car rental companies, we would check that with our other bags. It doesn't count as one of your allotted bags. But you can also gate check car seats in a bag. I will link our favorite bags in the show notes. Tip number three, gate check your stroller or car seat in a bag. What is gate checking? You can bring a stroller or car seat with you in the airport. Keep in mind that you will need to send your stroller and car seat through the x-ray machines at TSA, and you won't be able to wear your baby through the metal detectors. But you can't take a stroller onto the plane, so they allow you to just leave it at the end of the jetway right before you get on the plane. They will then put them under the plane, and when you reach your destination, you can pick it up at the same place. It is so convenient when you're traveling with littles. One word about car seats on planes. I've thought a lot about this since Trooper was little, and I think I might have preferred to buy him a seat and use his car seat during flights. He did go through a phase when he hated his car seat, but that was a pretty small phase. We recently were on a flight that had really bad turbulence, and it would have been scary to hold on to him during that. So if you want to fly with a car seat, make sure it says on the car seat that it's for cars and planes, and you can only set it up in the window seat. It can't block anyone. Tip number four, split up boarding. Before we had Trooper, I was always envious of those who could get on the plane before everyone else and get situated. Now I know that that isn't the best thing. If you are traveling with another adult, I highly suggest that you split up boarding. Have one adult get on the plane with your boarding group. They will stow all the carry-ons, sanitize the area if that's how you roll. That's how I roll. And install the car seat if you're taking it on, while the other adult is still at the gate with the baby. If you have a toddler, this is a must because you want to get out as much walking energy as possible. Then when everyone else is on the plane, you and the baby get on. Waiting is tough on everyone, but especially kids. I realize you can't always do this, but if you can, it is really helpful. Tip number five, give them something to suck on or drink during takeoff and landing. This tip is good for all ages. lollipops, drinks, those applesauce pouches, gum, all of these things help their little ears pop, and that will make for a much smoother takeoff and landing. Just imagine you're a baby and there are all these new sights and sounds, and then your ears hurt for no apparent reason. I can totally understand the crying. One time, Trooper had a little congestion when we flew home from somewhere, and we weren't on top of his ear popping, and then they wouldn't pop, and it was a pretty miserable flight for all of us. Can we talk about babies crying for a second? Trooper's first flight was 2 hours long. I was so worried that he would cry the whole time and bug everyone that I made little treat bags for the people around us that said something like, "Hey, this is my first flight, and I'm sorry if I cry," though it was cuter than that. I didn't pass them out. One, because I was kind of embarrassed, but the second reason was babies cry. As long as my kid isn't being intentionally rude, like throwing things or kicking the chair, and I'm doing the best that I can, people will be fine. Not everyone thinks this, but planes are loud anyway, so they'll get over it. So do your best and give yourself some grace. I know that there'll be another mama on that plane pulling for you. Tip number 6, audiobooks and downloaded movies. We love audiobooks and downloaded movies in our house, and they have been a lifesaver on flights recently. Usually the airlines we fly have screens in the back of the seats and plenty of kids' movies to keep Trooper and me entertained. But in the last few flights we've had, they haven't worked, so we were glad to have a downloaded movie or audiobook. Tip number 7, think about flight times. Before we first flew with Trooper, I read a lot of articles about when to fly, and a lot of them said you should fly during their nap time to make it easier. Well, if your child sleeps on flights, then more power to you. Mine does not. He didn't even sleep more than an hour when we flew back from Hawaii on a red eye, so that didn't work for us. But what did work for us was to schedule the flight whenever we could for midday. We live about an hour from our airport, so we always have to factor that into our time. So usually a 1 p.m. flight is our favorite. That way, we would be able to leave by 9:30 a.m. or so, and that was much less grouchy flight than if we'd had to go earlier or later. And we always had snacks. As Trooper gets older, he's getting a lot better about flight times, but I still prefer an early afternoon flight. Tip number 8. Bring a change of clothes. This is something that I've gotten a bit lax about lately, but a change of clothes for your kids and you are a great thing to have in your carry-on. You just never know what's going to happen. When they're babies, they could pee all over themselves or spit up or have a blowout. That sentence just made me really, really tired. But even as older kids, they could get motion sick or they could spill something on themselves and refuse to wait for it to dry. Anything like that. So pack a change of clothes for everyone. Plus, you get the added bonus of being prepared if your check bags get lost. Tip number 9, bring lots of diapers. However many diapers you think you'll need, triple it. You just never know. You never know if you're going to get stuck on the tarmac for hours. You don't know if your flight will be delayed. You just never know. And yes, there are diapers for sale at the airport, but they are very expensive and they don't have all the sizes. So bring lots of diapers. One thing that I did like when we flew with Trooper when he was still in diapers is that I bought a cloth diaper cover to put over his diaper because I was worried about blowouts. It worked great. Tip number 10, get out there and your energy before the flight. We all know that kids have excess energy, and trying to keep a wiggly toddler in their seat during takeoff is next to impossible. So run out their energy beforehand. Tour around the airport. Give them little things they have to do so they can run around, preferably where they aren't bugging anyone. I've also seen people walking the wrong way on the moving sidewalk with their littles. That one cracks me up. They're going to be sitting for a while, so get their energy out. Tip number 11, TSA PreCheck is totally worth it. TSA PreCheck is my favorite thing about flying right now. Okay, that may be a little over the top, but I do love TSA PreCheck. When Trooper was little, it was a lifesaver when getting through security at the airport. What is TSA PreCheck? It's a pre-screening process that costs, at the time of this recording, $78 for 5 years. You get to go in a special pre-check lane, and you don't have to remove your shoes, belts, light jackets, liquids, or laptops. Normally, it's a lot faster than the regular security line as well. What I love about it is that Trooper can go through pre-check with me until he's 12. I have heard a rumor that the age is going to be raised to 17 this summer, but I couldn't confirm that. I'll put the link in the show notes to read all about it. But it is so worth it, especially when traveling with kids. Tip number 12, bring snacks. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has a picky eater. To be truthful, I'm a bit of a picky eater myself, so we always bring our own snacks when we travel, and we bring a lot of them. I've heard so many horror stories of people stuck in the airport or on the tarmac with no food. In fact, we flew out of LAX one time, and we couldn't find any food that I could eat. I was gluten-free at the time, or that Trooper would eat. So bring snacks, lots of them. Tip number 13. Use Instacart or store pickup. We've talked about this before, but when you get to your destination, use Instacart or store pickup for your essentials like formula, diapers, more snacks. It's no fun to use your precious vacation time for grocery shopping. I do have one word of warning though. A few years ago, we used Walmart delivery to get our food and essentials delivered to a Disney World hotel, and the delivery never came. In fact, when I called them to complain, they said, and I quote, "Oh yeah, they probably just went home with it." Too bad for them. It was a whole bunch of gluten-free food. But we did get our money back and then used Instacart, and it worked perfectly. Tip number 14, sign them up for frequent flyer miles. We love frequent flyer and loyalty numbers in our house. In fact, we just booked a trip for just me and Brent using loyalty points. So sign your kids up for a frequent flyer number. With Trooper, we don't ever use the miles he gets so that when he graduates, he can have a super fun trip that hopefully he'll want us to come along with him on. It's free and it's easy, so why not? Tip number 15, use a toiletry bag for the flight. This last one, I'm still a bit on the fence about. I was scrolling through Pinterest and I saw that someone had used one of the toiletry bags that rolls out flat for their kids' markers and snacks on the plane. They just hung it from the little holder on the tray table. It looks so great. Trooper was uninterested, so I tried it out on our last flight. I put my meds in one section, like my Dramamine and cough drops, some pens in the next section, and my electronics in the last section. On the flight there, I had the perfect hook for it, and I really liked it. But on the flight home, the tray table holder was a little different, so it didn't hang. Go to our website to see what it looks like. Next time, I'm going to put less in it, but I still might give it a try. Believe me, flights are not my favorite thing without kids, but I also would rather get there quicker. Hopefully, these tips and tricks can help you the next time you fly somewhere. Hey, Trooper, what should kids know about flying?
Hey, guys. To me, flying is no big deal. I don't even mind the turbulence. It feels like a roller coaster, by the way. But one thing I've learned the hard way is that you definitely need to go to the bathroom before. Don't argue with your parents. Just do it. When you're first on the plane, you can't get up to use the bathroom, so you're just going to have to hold it. Plus, the bathrooms are super tiny. So if you can get away with not having to use it, I would. So go to the bathroom just before you get on the plane. The window seat is definitely the best seat on the plane. That's Trooper's Tips for Kids today. Peace out!
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, be sure to share it with your friends or even leave a review so others can find it. Follow us on Instagram at ready.set.depart. This is Ashley with Ready, Set, Depart. Remember, traveling with your family can be a disaster, but it doesn't have to be. See you next time.